But right now, you ready, Lex?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Find love. Or something.
Something.
Oh.
That's right. Time for Second Chance Romance, where we go looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yep.
Like our show. Cameron is up. Cameron, how are you doing?
Hey. My sister said this is the place for a second date.
Oh, well. Your
Again?
Sister.
Oh, my God. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Your sister misguided you a little bit, but we'll see here. Thank you for doing
this,
though.
She's about 50-50 most of the time. She helps sometimes. Sometimes she doesn't. But let's hope she's right this time.
Let's hope.
Uh-huh.
Cameron, tell us about your date. You went out with Marissa, right? That's her name?
Yeah. So I want a second chance with Marissa. We met on eHarmony, one of those dating sites, and I'm getting a little more serious about my dating game. I'm not saying I'm trying to settle down right away, but I do want to find somebody. And we had been messaging for quite some time when we finally found a time to meet up. And
what'd you do?
Yeah, we had a good time. I work from home, and she has a hybrid schedule, so we decided to grab a cup of coffee and go on a walking date around the Lake of Isles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've done the wining and dining thing, and it's just too formal, and it's just it feels like there's too much pressure on it. It doesn't really work. Mm-hmm. And I felt like walking around, having a coffee, get to know each other was a much better strategy. And that's what we did. And it was a really good time. She's a great girl, really funny. We had a lot of laughs together, and we said we'd be in touch. We hugged. There was no boundaries crossed. You know, it was there was definitely, I felt energy there. So I just, I tried to text her. She didn't get back to me. Tried her back on eHarmony. She didn't message me back on there. So I'm just getting crickets, and I want to find out what's going on.
Huh. With the hug, Cameron, was it a romantic hug? Was it a lingering hug? Or was it like a friend zone hug, like a reassuring pat on the back, or, you know, kind of like more of like a handshake kind of thing?
Yeah. It was not a full contact hug, but it was not a pity hug either. Came off of a nice laugh and a good smile. And, I just felt like there was a possibility for a second date there. And I hope she's okay.
And nothing weird.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, look, that's concerning. I mean, like genuinely, oh my gosh.
But nothing weird, like on the walk, do you walk fast? Was there like lulls in the conversation that felt uncomfortable?
Yeah, but did somebody have to like go pee real bad or something? Because I'm just imagining walking around the lake with some coffee.
Yeah.
Ooh,
if that's like an emergency. The case, she didn't say anything about that. And I didn't have any issues with that either. And there was no crimes committed either.
Okay, I was like, you didn't go pee in the bushes, all right?
Because Cameron, some guys spit. You didn't spit. You know what I mean? Like, because some guys do that. You didn't do that, did you?
Oh.
I did not.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I did
dudes do that. Okay. Yeah.
Beautiful woman. No.
Okay.
I usually save that for the second or third date.
Okay. Attaboy.
Oh.
Attaboy. People do it.
I'm joking.
Yeah. Okay, Cameron, we're going to help you out here. At the very least, we're going to try to get an answer for you. So we're going to put you on hold. You're going to be able to hear everything. Now, Marissa agreed to this because she thinks she was nominated by, I think in this case, a friend to be on a dating segment on our show. But she doesn't know it's specifically about her. So therefore, she really doesn't know that it's about you. She's heard nothing. So she's listening to glorious Hubbard Broadcasting hold music. So probably the Carpenters. So hold on just a second, okay?
And our love has only just begun.
Let's hope. Let's hope. Let's hope we don't say goodbye to love here. It's go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about this.
What do you think? He peed in the bushes. He harassed wildlife, maybe. I don't know.
He's walking fast.
Yeah.
No sparks.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a good feeling. Okay. Let's put Marissa.
B.O.
Up.
Oh.
That could be. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Let's talk to Marissa.
Let's find out. Yay.
Marissa?
Hi. Hello.
Hey. Hi. Hello. Hey. Hi. Hello. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited. I guess, what is that? Anxious. Yes, I'm anxious. Yeah.
Well, don't be. We're your friends. We're going to take care of you here. Thank you for doing this. You're live on our show. This is Jason and Alexis in the morning, and this is Second Chance Romance. I know you talked to Holly, so let me just let me tell you the part that Holly did not tell you. This is good news. Yeah, there's a part. You were nominated on purpose. Somebody wrote us specifically about you. That's what we left
off.
Yeah,
I knew that. I knew that part. But
okay.
What's the part I don't know? Now I'm confused.
Well, somebody wants to reunite with you. Yeah.
Oh,
it's somebody that went on a date with you specifically. Oh. That's what we didn't tell you. So do you remember going out with Cameron?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I'll take. Okay. Well, Marissa, we were told, thus the reason we're doing this. We were told that there was nothing after the first date around Lake of the Isles. You guys walked around. It was wonderful. There was no spitting. And then there was no second date. Is there a reason?
Oh, man. God, you know, this is awful. I should have just told Cameron this whole what happened myself, because it's actually a good story. God, I wasn't expecting this. Okay. Well, no, first of all, I want to say Cameron is a really nice guy. So there's like nothing against Cameron. But I never did call him after the date because on the way back, my battery was dead and there was a woman in the parking lot. And I asked if she had jumper cables. And when she was helping me with my car, she didn't have the cables. So she called her son to come help. And her son comes, and it was really weird because, like, her son was my age, and he was single. And I don't know, it was, like, almost like a serendipity because me and this lady's son, who actually ended up jump-starting my car after my date with Cameron, and I've been together ever since. I actually thought this was about him.
Oh, so you met somebody else, bottom line.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
oh,
Marissa, that's great. Let's focus on the positive. But we're going to be a little more honest with you. Cameron is on the other line. And he's heard all of this. Because he wanted to reunite with you. He wanted at least an answer of why there was nothing else. So we're going to put Cameron back up. And your silence scares me a little bit. So here we go.
This is Cameron. Hi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
there he is. Hey, Cameron.
Hey, there he is.
I guess I should have let you know I had jumper cables in the back of my car.
Oh, my God. Did you?
It's okay. I get it. It's okay. I mean, I can't say I'm not disappointed because I did have a good time with you, but I certainly want you to be happy. So
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It was a really good story, and I wanted to call you because of, like, the stuff that we had just been talking about during our date. It kind of, like, coincided with that, you know, about, like, things being meant to be and things, you know, everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. So, like, as a friend,
so I'm like
I really
the guy in the rom-com who didn't get the girl. I get it. Yeah.
You're a ducky.
Well, I wouldn't say it like that because I really want to be friends. I'd like to be friends with you. We, like, I don't know, like, as a brother.
Oh, no. Sorry. Friends, though. All right. So
whose turn is it?
I'll do it.
Okay.
All right. Cameron, Marissa, now this is Second Chance Romance, where we're giving you guys a second chance. And we will provide you, if you want to go on a second date, with some gift cards. We will, you know, nudge it forward a little bit. We're just going to push you in the right direction. maybe with some sandwiches, a burger. I don't know, whatever you guys like. What do you say?
Are you asking me?
Well, yeah. I mean, anybody, I guess, at this point.
If you were asking me, I suppose I'm able to move past the brother comment. If you want to go out again,
okay.
I would like to see you. Don't really want to share you, but
it, Cameron, but I mean, can we just go out as friends? Like, does it have to be a date? Because I really feel like I'm serious with my new friend here.
Yeah, Marissa, it's got to be a date, honey. This is we're not
the gift cards don't work for friends.
If it's platonic as friends, yes, but no.
I can't. Marissa, like, all. Just full disclosure, I am not interested in just being friends.
Yeah.
I'm at a point in my life where I'm looking for a serious relationship in the relatively near future. And
yeah, you have enough friends.
Yeah.
I just don't wanna muddy the waters here. And
yeah.
Let me hit you up with my roommate.
Well, yeah.
Well, why don't you guys do this? Okay.
Let us know.
As they say, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, Lex? Let us know. Like, send us a homing pigeon or something. Marissa, Cameron.
Yeah.
That's an offline conversation. Guys, thank you so much. Have a wonderful Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks.
Likewise.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Well, what do you say to that?
Serendipity. Things happen.
All right.
Sometimes you're a ducky and sometimes you're a Blaine, you know?
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
That was the guy's name?
Blaine, yeah. Andrew McCarthy, I think that was his name.
Yeah, man. I always liked ducky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, register to win listener rewards. Get tickets to Pink's October 17th performance at Xcel Energy. Snag tickets to see Thunder from Down Under at Grand Casino Hinkley.
Okay.
Or see Chelsea Handler at Mystic, plus gift cards to Quick Trip, Ulta Beauty, Caribou, and more. Sign up on our website. What's our website, Lex? I forgot.
MyTalk1071.com.
That's it. I forgot. We're going to take a break. We can't forget the dirt alert. Holly has that when we come back.
Hey, friends. Alexis for Rebath with you every step of the way. Are you looking at your bathroom and going, ooh, ooh, ooh? No bueno. It is time to do something different. Well, have Rebath out for a free estimate. What's so great? You sign up at rebath.com. A designer will come to you. They'll bring hundreds of options. They'll look at your space, look at your budget, come up with a beautiful design. And what's so wonderful about them is they are a one-stop shop. They take care of it all. And I'm not talking about covering up things, putting liners down, none of that. They remove, replace, remodel. And wow, stunning after and results. The pictures, the showroom itself, if you want to check that out, it's also been remodeled. That's in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue. You'll see a replica of my bathroom and the choices we made. Mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. Sign up at rebath.com. Have a designer come to you.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
What's happening in Hollywood? Holly Roberts is going to tell you in Ye Olde Dirt Alert. Hello again, Holly.
Oh, hello. Let's talk about Anne Hathaway on the cover of Vanity Fair. And she's opening up about her career. And she's saying after she won her Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in the movie Les Miserables, she lost roles because of how toxic her identity had become online. And she really credits director Christopher Nolan for backing her at that critical time in her career. She said, "I had an angel in him." You know, she was cast in the third Christopher Nolan Batman movie as Catwoman. I believe she's also in Interstellar as well, and really like to help buttress her career. So she said, "I don't know if he knew that he was backing me at the time, but it had that effect. And my career did not lose momentum in the way it could have if he hadn't backed me."
I remember that. I remember her the backlash.
Didn't you call it half a hate?
Half a hate. And you really couldn't, it was one of those things where you, and she said this in an interview, you really can't pinpoint exactly what she did. I think it was just kind of her persona.
Yeah, well,
a little too precious.
And
you know?
That she was really earnest about being like, yeah, I want to win this Oscar. I am a performer. This means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. And I think in her sincerity and all of that, some people thought that it was a little too precious.
I think it's like when people roll their eyes at theater kids and come as a theater kid, you know what I mean? They're like, oh my, everything's so dramatic and precious. Like I said, the word precious. I think that's kind of what it is. It opens her up to criticism and eye rolls.
Yeah. And also in this Vanity Fair interview, she was told by people in Hollywood that she had no sex appeal.
Well, that's a lovely thing to hear.
But then she's like, hey, look, I'm a Virgo and I know what I do on Saturday nights.
Yeah. And like, she did Catwoman.
Well, I
want to
know
she's
more
great.
About that.
I do. Yeah.
Well, now, I mean, look, if you've been following Anne Hathaway, I would say in the past year, whoever her stylist is, whoever is putting her outfits together, I mean, she's just looking fantastic. My goodness.
Absolutely. Keep going.
Yes, keep going. Stunning. And she has a new movie out in May. That's why she's doing it.
Haters going to hate, you know?
Yeah, no matter what you do, you'll be good. You could read to the elderly. You could read to blind kids.
Yes.
And people will find something wrong with it.
You could read
to old blind people and people would find something wrong with it. You're not reading the right book or you know.
Right. Or you're not saying the name correctly or you're not pacing. Right. Whatever. Yeah. Anyways.
Yep.
Go do you, Anne Hathaway. Let's talk about, excuse me, Suki Waterhouse and Robert Pattinson confirming that they've welcomed their first child together. They were walking out and about as a family of three, pushing a stroller in L.A. this week. Now, the stroller could be empty or it could have a pug in it. We don't know for sure, but I'm assuming that
or
this is
a ferret.
Please? Ferrets and strollers? Yes. Approve of that. Now, Suki Waterhouse and Robert Pattinson were first linked back in 2018. They are engaged, but they've been keeping their relationship out of the spotlight.
Yep.
So they're keeping it quiet.
Good for them. It's hard to do, and they've managed to do it. You do not hear a lot about them.
No. And I think, you know, Robert Pattinson going through the whole Twilight, Kristen Stewart, public relationship thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprising that he wants to keep this pretty private. So congratulations to them. And Scarlett Johansson could be joining another movie franchise. Word on the street is she's going to be joining the new Jurassic World movie.
Ooh.
Now, this movie has a release date, July 2nd, 2025. Universal Studios is currently in the shop making a script. The script is going to be co-written by one of the guys who wrote the original screenplay for the original Jurassic Park. So they're getting back to the franchise's roots. We don't have any details on who Scarlett Johansson will be playing. They don't even know what the heck this movie's going to be about.
You know, it could be a Walking Dead situation where, you know, the dinosaurs are everywhere now. I mean, if they're going to follow the timeline of the franchise, the dinosaurs were set free. So you don't have to follow the dinosaurs by Isla Nublar. You can go follow them in Indianapolis.
Yeah. Follow them to Costco.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, T-Rex. No Kirkland Signatures wieners for you unless you're a member.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's time they give the pterodactyl some love, too.
How would you like them to do that, Lex?
Well, they can travel by
wing.
But yeah, so you're right. They could go anywhere is my point.
Like Miami, Lex. Put the pterodactyls in Miami.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let them hang out with the retirees.
Right
there. You're right, Lex.
Jurassic Park Boca.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We'll be
Tara Boca.
Well, hi there. there. It's Holly for your local banking experts, Royal Credit Union. And I'm a member of Royal Credit Union. I just opened a smart checking account with Royal Credit Union, and it was so easy to do. This is what I did. I made my appointment online and stopped by my local branch for a personal consultation with a Royal account rep. And now I'm managing my money the smart way with Royal Smart Checking. And here's why it's smart. There's no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and my savings at Royal are now insured by NCUA. Plus, Royal makes it easy to access your money with a nationwide network of 40,000 surcharge-free ATMs. Because when you choose Royal, you're getting more free services like those surcharge-free ATMs, and you're also getting a financial partner you can grow with. Join Royal Credit Union right now. Manage your money the smart way. Go to rcu.org to open an account online or schedule an in-person appointment at one of Royal Credit Union's convenient Twin Cities locations. That's rcu.org or go to mytalk1071.com, keyword Royal.
We are delighted that you have chosen to spend a little bit of your snowy morning with us. Please drive safely. There's no need to rush.
Oh, don't drive at all.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it looks really just miserable. Really cold and miserable. And again, I'm looking, Kenny just gave the traffic, but looking at the Minnesota Department of Transportation website, holy cow, there's a lot of exclamation points on the map.
Snow or rain coming down over there, Holly. You're closer.
Well,
what is that?
It's turn.
What the heck?
Lex, get back in the camera real quick. Look at your hair. Check yourself real quick.
There we go. What the heck? At least are my problems. My headset's on too quickly and my hair is a little messy.
Oh, look, Jason, Lex, we were just talking about feeling all sorts of crusty crust.
Ew.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In the break. I'm going to get like our hair cut, nails done, eyebrows. But then you look outside and you're just like, oh boy.
Let me explain what I was pointing out was Lex had a Fruit Loop. Basically, her hair formed a perfect circle on the top of her head with the
little Teletubby right now.
Were their names?
Put it on quickly.
Poo-poo or...
Like Pow-Pow. Wait.
Something, a double name.
Teeny Weeny. No, was it Teeny Weeny? I don't know.
Teletubbies.
Tinky Winky.
That's it. Tinky that's one of them. And Poe. Lala.
Dipsy.
Uh-huh.
And then there was that sun baby.
Oh, yeah, that was cute.
Poe was actually one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The red one.
And Poe was the one, Jason, that Alexis was doing the impersonation of because Poe has the circle on top of their head.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Poe.
Alexis Poe. That's right.
I kind of like that. I'm Poe.
Oh, yeah. Poe. Mm-hmm. It is time for an old-ass movie review.
Old-ass. Movie reviews, old ass movie reviews from Jason, or maybe Holly, sometimes Alexis, they're old ass movie reviews.
That's right, the most self-explanatory segment we do, they're old movies, and we review them, that's right. Today I have the 1990 movie, Mermaids, with Cher, Winona Ryder, Bob Hoskins, and a very young Christina Ricci. Well, hell, a young Winona Ryder. And this takes place in the 60s, right before and during the Kennedy assassination. And Charlotte is Winona Ryder. She's 15. They move to this new town, her mother and her sister. And she has nothing in common with her mother. Cher is Mrs. Flax. Cher is a saucy minx, and all Charlotte wants to do is be a nun. That's all she wants to do. She prays constantly, wears a giant cross, worries about the good Lord 24 hours a day, and it leads to, well, I'll save my review for just a second, but here's a little bit of the trailer, which further sets up the 1990 cult hit, Mermaids.
Play my favorite game. Who's the worst mother in the world? Oh, now don't tell me. Let me guess. Who could it be? Could it be me?
Charlotte's mother is many things.
Charlotte, we're Jewish.
Normal isn't one of them.
Okay, how do I look?
Like a woman about to go forth in sin.
Oh, good. Exactly the look I was hoping for.
That's how Rachel liked it.
One, two, three. Here I am.
And that's why Charlotte didn't.
Sometimes I feel like you're the child and I'm the grown-up.
What is this?
Cheese ball pick-me-ups, and for dessert, marshmallow kebabs.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
I'm trying not to drive too fast.
Well, after my mom, nothing seems fast.
So it sets up the dynamic. First of all, Mrs. Flax only cooks in hors d'oeuvres, in hors d'oeuvre form. So she makes a sandwich, she cuts them out in stars. If she makes a meal, they're kebabs. She only cooks in hors d'oeuvres, which is one of just the beautiful elements of all of these characters. This small little character things about all of these women that just make mermaids delightful. I'll bottom line it. Does it hold up? That's usually the question that we ask, whether we do an old ass TV show or a movie review. Absolutely. So much so that, as I joke, Colin, my husband, only laughs 40, 42 times a year. We really did chuckle out loud continuously during Mermaids. It holds up. The dynamic between the daughter, who's really the adult, and the mother, who's the endless child, is endlessly funny. And it's made better because the device that they use, and you heard it a little bit there, you hear Charlotte's inner monologue. Winona Ryder's constantly telling you what she's thinking, and her inner thoughts are hysterical because there's a hot guy. He's like a handyman in town, and she has the hots for him. And she doesn't know anything about life, let alone sex. And it's all very confusing. And she keeps lusting after him, and she feels bad. And then she runs into a nun down in the town square. And it's just, it's so good. It does hold up. And I'm delighted to say that because I loved this movie. It was a obsession with my friendship group, my drama club friends, Michelle and Anne and Chris and Sheila. We all quoted this movie endlessly. And I'm so happy to say that not only does it hold up, but it's really good. It is a really good character study-esque movie. Bob Hoskins is great as the owner of a shoe store who becomes romantically involved with Cher and causes problems because Cher doesn't know what a good man is. She's constantly leaving. She constantly is moving the family, so stability scares her. And I think you'll like it if you've never seen it. I believe when I searched it on Apple TV, it popped up on Max. So I believe we watched it via Max. I ended up buying it on Apple TV to have in my own library, but I believe we watched it via Max. So if you have like a Roku or you have a Fire Stick, just search Mermaids 1990 and you can watch it.
Nice. Good. That's really great to hear, because I remember loving that movie at the time, and you know, there's some that are just like, ooh, now, oh.
Yeah, I was concerned, Jason, when you brought up Mermaids, that, ooh, really curious if it would stand up in 2024 time, because Mermaids is such a quirky little movie, and maybe there was things where time had evolved. I mean, it was covering the early 60s via the late 80s, early 90s, but, you know, when you have people like Cher, Bob Hoskins, who is just one of my personal favorite actors of all time, Winona Ryder, it warms my heart that it's just a little quirky movie, and we're missing these little quirky movies in Hollywood, in modern day Hollywood.
There's only one sequence that would not stand modern scrutiny, and it's a sequence between Bob Hoskins and Cher. Cher is so infuriating as a character, Mrs. Flax, and I love, and Colin loved that you really, I mean, her name's Rachel, but you just always refer to her as Mrs. Flax. Mrs. Flax is infuriating because you can see what she's doing to her daughters. The fact that she cuts and runs, and then when Bob realizes this, all he wants to do is love her and love her daughters, and she roadblocks him. And he's a good man, and he made a reference when they're fighting, and he's like, he makes a reference. He's like, I've never wanted to slap a woman until now. That's the only 4 seconds that would not stand modern scrutiny, but I'm sure in the 60s, you know, anyway, that's the only sequence that you went, oh, okay, that wouldn't make it. But my goodness, in an hour and 42 like minute movie, that's nothing.
No.
The rest of it is endlessly charming. And I think you will enjoy it if you haven't seen it. Mermaids, 1990 from MGM. Search.
Love.
When we come back, good news for Kevin Hart. And good news, friend. Just like that, there's some stories we didn't have time for, and we'll do those when we come. I know it's weird looking out the window and hearing this, but it is spring break season still, and MSP is crazy busy. So I always tell you on a normal day to get there early to take advantage of all the great stuff our MSP has. But now you just need to get there early and let MSP take the stress away. Did you know that you can reserve your space in the ramp ahead of time? And when you do that, you actually save a few bucks. MSPairport.com to do that. You can also reserve your space in the TSA line. Make sure that you don't forget about the silver ramp, the brand new silver ramp. Easy tram right to the terminal. And if you have an electric vehicle, there are charging units in there. And when you get there early and take advantage of all the great restaurants. And did you know, shopping-wise, the duty-free store right there in the main mall, you can shop there except for liquor and cigarettes. You can shop there. Don't be afraid. It's fantastic with good deals. From ticketing to takeoff, MSP is always the best. Is it sunny yet? No? Okay, I'll mark that down.
Yeah, no. That's negativo. No.
Just checking.
Yep, not even. Yeah, there you again, go.
Windowless room. Don't know.
Tip your servers.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Did you hear the Bachelorette was named last night? She's 25 years old. It'll be the first time the show has a lead. She's a first ever Asian lead.
Nice.
Was named yesterday. I just saw that pop up on the socials because we don't watch The Bachelor. But
no, yeah. Who did that cutie patootie pick? Was she one of the runner-ups?
I don't know, but the new Bachelorette is Jen Tran. Let's see here. He picked Kelsey.
Kelsey
Anderson. Here's just a little bit of the proposal.
Kelsey Alexander Anderson, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me?
There we go.
Oh, Joey's so cute.
Mm-hmm. Were you watching the season?
I just saw Joey and I thought, oh, he's cute. And then I just moved on.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I was like, oh, look at that. Okay. He's so cute. Oh, I can see him. I see why they picked him. And then,
yeah,
I didn't really learn about any of the ladies or even more about him other than that. So,
okay.
Yay.
Well, then,
fabulous.
We'll move on as well.
Yeah. I mean, you guys didn't either, right?
No, not at all.
Oh, no. I have a sincere hatred of the Bachelor, Bachelorette franchise.
Ah, okay.
And I never dip in. I just hate it on principle, so.
I don't hate it on principle. I just don't like it. But I thought that was a good headline. I thought that was, anytime
Starling,
the show makes,
go get yours.
Yeah, so they'll start this summer. Speaking of stories that we couldn't get to earlier, what's going on with Kevin Hart, Lex?
Kevin Hart is an award winner.
What award?
He won the acclaimed, the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor.
Oh, thank you.
It's an elite group, and he has been honored. They did the ceremony on Sunday night. Lots of people in the VIP balcony. Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, they all got to say some things about him as well. And lots of, notables were there. He's appeared in 93 movies and television shows. He has 9 in development right now. I guess the show kicked off with a duet by Robin Thicke and Nelly.
Oh, well,
yeah.
There's a combo platter.
I know. And then each person got up, just say some funny thing. Lots of roasting, that's kind of how this works. And lots of jokes about his height and quality of his projects, things like that. But we'll be able to see it on Netflix. May 11th is when the ceremony will be broadcast. And, of course, you can, whenever you'd like to watch it after that. Some notables who have been, what's that, Jace?
No, go ahead. No.
Oh, okay. So Richard Pryor got the inaugural award. George Carlin, Whoopi Goldberg, Bob Newhart, Carol Burnett, Dave Chappelle won in 2019. Bill Cosby one in 2009. Of course, that's been rescinded. But yeah, among great crew there. So congratulations to Kevin Hart.
H-E-L-L-N-O. Yeah. yeah. If you've never watched one of those ceremonies, what I was just going to say quickly.
Yeah.
They're really entertaining.
They're fun.
They're each of them, especially if you like the award recipient, they are really well produced. They're funny as hell.
It's from the Kennedy Center.
So watch one. Yeah, just very much similar. So, by the way, we heard from
buddy.
Hi, we heard from our old buddy Colleen
Hello,
Lindstrom.
Buddy.
Hello, buddy. She wanted to point out that the winner was a Minnesotan from The Bachelor. No. So I want to go on record for that. She was a yeah.
Oh, Kelsey. Wait, is that what you're saying? Or
the woman that he proposed
yes.
to
Aww.
Is from Minnesota. So.
And we claim her as our own.
Well, there was
Fabulous.
Just a start. There was some strip or bring me the news or hand me the news or something talking about how Minnesotans do very well on the Bachelor franchise in general.
Yeah.
I forgot where I saw that, so I would love to credit them, but I think it was slap me with the news or something. And they said, you know, look
at Star Tribune.
Oh, Star Tribune. Mm-hmm. Like Leslie Fima recently, our own Leslie Fima did very well on the Bachelorette or Golden Bachelor. So,
and Becky, is that her name?
I think so.
Rebecca.
Yeah. Rebecca.
Well,
yeah.
And we've had a lot of folks representing, you know, the Star Tribune did a lovely chart of all the Minnesotans who have ever competed in the Bachelor franchise, and they've broken it down early, middle, and modern seasons since 2018. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 folks have competed just in the past 7 years.
Well, thank you, Colleen.
Hello, buddy.
And lots of roses.
Hi, Colleen.
Yeah. Hello, buddy.
Hello.
One more story we didn't have time for. More casting news from And Just Like That season 3.
Oh, okay.
So we know that Che Diaz, they are going back. Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, all the saints. Now this one, I'm a little bummed. One of the new characters, Nia Wallace, Professor Nia Wallace, Karen Pittman played her, friend of Miranda's, remember? And she was, she hooked up with the chef in the finale of season 2.
Yes.
She's leaving because not for anything bad. She actually really bonded. They're all legit friends now. She is on the morning show on Apple TV.
Okay.
And there's really Good a reason. Scheduling problem. But I will tell you, even though I like her, goodbye, Che. Goodbye, Nia. It solves a problem that I have always had with this. And I get what they are trying to do. There's a fundamental problem, and it's not just no Samantha. There are too many characters to service, and they can't service any of them well.
Yeah, and there were just a couple in that second season where it was just like, oh, you're almost an afterthought.
Yes.
Oh.
I get that the women need friends outside of themselves, the core three, but as a show, you can't service all of those women, especially when you have to obviously lead with the leads. We want the new characters, but let's be honest.
Yeah.
We got to divide that pie into 70-30. We want Miranda, Charlotte, and Carrie to lead those stories.
Yes.
And that wasn't possible. You can't when you were servicing like a bazillion new characters.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is actually it's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Yes. Agreed.
And I'm sure Nia can pop back up. Nia can come back.
Yeah.
I loved her. She was, you know, as long as they don't get rid of, oh my goodness, my favorite. The one that, the real estate, what was her name, Lex? She's a realtor.
Oh gosh.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I can
hear
her. Oh my gosh.
Seema,
that's it.
I love her. I love Seema so much.
Yeah. Yeah, she's great.
She's great. Anyway, and just like that, we're not going to get until 2025, by the way, on Max.
Oh, man, okay. Yeah.
That's going to do it for us. If you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, you go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve Experience up next, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye for now.